If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, Andy found himself in a very uncomfortable situation yesterday, and I know this has happened to you before as well, but curious to know how you deal with it. But you went to the gym for the first time in a while yesterday.
I did. We were talking about going to the gym and motivation and stuff like that, and I've been looking for a gym since I moved here to Montreal, so I tried a place out in Brossard where I'm living.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting place. I liked it. There was, the equipment was good and all that sort of stuff. And as I was leaving, I saw one of the trainers there just dressing down a kid that was working at the front desk.
Like yelling at them or?
Not yelling, but talking loud enough that people walking by would hear.
Like putting them in their place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was talking about basically the guy at the front desk was on his phone and there was a member there that was left standing there waiting for something. I don't really know what. But the kid at the front desk didn't see her. So the employee was giving the guy a hard time. And rightfully so, the employee behind the desk was wrong. He totally missed out on a customer, a paying member, and he didn't give her the time of day that she needed and that she deserved. But to dress him down like that in public, it just turned me right off. Like, if you're going to do that, pull the kid aside. Take him aside. Don't do it where people can see. And it totally turned me off to the point where I don't know if I want to be part of this gym anymore, because every time I see this guy, he's going to be a trainer there, so he's going to be there. Maybe he's teaching some classes, so if I take a class and he's the instructor, I'm going to see this guy as a guy that yelled at an employee, that dressed him down in public.
I just have to say really quick, I've never heard the term dressing down. Have you?
Not until today.
Well, so here's what it means. Kind of explain what it means.
It means, giving him what for, if you will. Getting him in trouble.
Have you heard of what for? Lecturing no. him?
Yeah,
getting him
in trouble. Okay. Basically, like, you know, when your parent would get mad at you, this is
scolding.
The same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, he's scolded.
Yeah,
him.
I mean, I always want to crawl in a hole, especially when you're, like, living your life, you're in a good mood, and suddenly you're seeing people wherever it is. On the side of the street, you see people fighting in a workplace, whatever it is. You see people going at it. I always want to melt away.
So what I did was, I actually stopped and stood and stared because I kind of hoped.
Oh, really?
Well, no, because I wanted the guy. I wanted the guy yelling. I wanted him to see me and realize, you know what? Maybe this isn't a good look for our gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? So the kid behind the desk wasn't paying attention. Okay, big deal. He's just a kid.
Yeah, I've been at a yoga class before, and of all places, you feel like yoga is supposed to be zen. And I remember the owner had to do the class, and as I'm leaving, I hear her on the phone with somebody who was clearly supposed to be there to teach the class, and she was tearing into them. And it was just on the phone, and I honestly felt like I didn't know what to do.
Savasana, you missed it. Savasana.
The only thing worse than that is when you're like with a couple. So you're like at a friend's house for dinner, or you're close with a couple and they start going at it, and you're one of like only three or four people there. I always want to melt away then too.
I get how like on the surface it looks like it's unprofessional and you're sure you're not as inclined to hire this guy as a personal trainer or whatever, but it really doesn't faze me. I see it all the time, and to me it's just being human. We all have moments where we get frustrated with other people, and just because you take it behind closed doors doesn't make you any more pious than the next person. Like, sometimes you need to air your dirty laundry, and like, I've been there myself. Like, I've had to have meltdowns, well, quasi-meltdowns in public, and it's just what it is. Like, you're just sort of seeing people in the mood at that time. It's not to say that that's how they are all the time.
In a workplace, though, you have to be more professional than that.
It wasn't a good look.
I just turn around and go about my business. I mean, clearly they're working something out, and that's fine, and you know, let bygones be bygones, and I'm sure they'll be back on the wagon the next day.
It can, like, evoke emotion in people, though. You know what I mean? Like,
only if you let it, though.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, it's true. Like, please behave a little more politely around me. I don't like to hear, loud noises. It really bothers me.
Fighting is bothersome to people, and I think the last thing you want, especially if you're, like, a paying client in a place, is to, like, have your day ruined by having to fight with yourself over whether or not you're going to
bother you or not. It gives off that negative energy. Right? It's just not, you don't want to be around it. It just makes you feel uncomfortable. And that's not how you want to feel at a gym.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
I'm uncomfortable enough at a gym. This is lower down on the list.
Hey, ladies. First dates. First impressions.
Did it work or was it a disaster?
He turned out to be a real jerk.
Nikki, Sam, and Andy decide if you should
date him or dump him.
All right, if you need help in a relationship from us and from all of Montreal, you can text us anytime at 92925 or shoot us an email at thebeat925.ca. That's what Catherine in Brossard did.
We're experts, so Catherine reached out to us and she said, "Hi, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I've been dating a guy for a year, and over the past few months, he's been working out out like crazy and has this sudden drive to really take care of himself physically. He was never like this when we first met, and there's this part of me that thinks he may be doing it for someone else. I don't want to bring it up because I feel a bit crazy jumping to conclusions, but I've been cheated on before, and this is exactly what happened before I found out he was cheating on me with another coworker. Ooh. What do you guys think, Catherine and Broussard?
It's tough because it's happened to her before. She was dating somebody, and all of a sudden he started, you know, coming home and really taking a lot of pride in his appearance, and next thing you know, he is hooking up with a coworker. So she's using that experience, obviously, to influence how she feels about her current experience, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's trying to make a connection here. I don't know if there's a connection to be made, at least not yet. I don't want to label this guy as a cheater. I'm not ready to go there yet. There might be a lot of reasons why he's working out, and she even said it herself. She hasn't brought it up to him. So she's just making her own assumptions, which is pretty dangerous. She should probably bring it up. I've let myself get out of my workout routine for the past 3 months, and so I've just started going to the gym just like that. And yeah, I went to the gym before, but everybody starts somewhere. Right? Everybody, you know, everybody has their first day at the gym.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe something happened to him personally. Maybe a family member or friend had a health scare and it kind of kicked his butt into going to the gym.
That's the thing though. Normally you see it coming in some way. We've all been there. We've all had friends who've been there as well. When they just are like, I don't feel good. You hear people start complaining, you know, I don't feel good about myself. I really need to start taking care of myself.
No, but like, it might be somebody else that he knows.
Normally,
it might not be him.
Normally you see something coming, you know? So if all of a sudden he's just this type of guy who, and maybe he's like wearing cologne he didn't wear before. Like, maybe she's overthinking things a little bit, but I kind of see where she's coming from.
Yeah, part of me is a bit suspicious. I mean, at the 1 year mark, you know, when you're in a relationship, you're not sure if this is going to go the distance and you're still kind of semi open to whatever might be out there because, you know, guys want to make sure that they're, you know, no stones left unturned, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if there is someone that's maybe showing him interest, then this would be a good way to perk up the interest and maybe sort of peacock, if you will. Which is an expression to sort of, you know, puff your chest out and, you know, and stand out in the crowd.
Right.
So, I mean, if it's happened to her before, you know, it could be cause for concern. And it's not like just going to the gym with him would prove anything because it's not like he's cheating with her at the gym. But, you know.
I think it's human nature that we compare relationships to our past. Like, that's only normal that those, like, pathways are sort of set in our brain that way. I know it's not always a great idea, though. You know, people are different and you can't
it's
be living
nature,
in the past.
Though.
It is human nature. But listen to this. I checked out thecheatsheet.com. Apparently, if you need to find out if you're being cheated on. And this is what it says. I'm reading this, okay? So don't hate me. Don't send me hate. If your partner has always been dedicated to working out, there's probably no reason for concern. But if you've noticed a sudden new interest in his personal appearance, including exercising more frequently, that's often one of the telltale signs that your other half is cheating or at least thinking about it. And results of a recent poll would confirm this classic sign of infidelity. Classic sign of infidelity.
So that was probably written by somebody who was cheated on for that very reason. I just don't want to label everybody that goes into a gym for the first time as a cheater. That means people that saw me at the gym that I went to for the first time yesterday thinking, this guy's getting in shape for somebody else.
I don't think it's the first time, like I said. I think there's normally a lead up, though. Normally you can see it coming with somebody.
What if this guy, like 3 years down the road, he's still going to the gym. All of a sudden, he's not a cheater. He's just a guy that's been going to the gym for a really long time.
Okay.
Everybody starts somewhere.
We want to know what you think. You can send us a text at 92925.
Yeah. So I think we all understand that the first things first, she should probably talk to him. But besides that, is he actually cheating?
No, first thing first, you talk to your friends about it.
Okay,
and then
you decide
whether you should talk to them about it or not. We're getting a lot of texts at 92925. This person said, one day my husband randomly called me and tells me that he wants to start eating healthy and going to the gym. And it's been 3 years he's been going to the gym. I have no doubt that that's where he's going and he's not cheating on me. And she said there was no lead up to him wanting to go to the gym, but he had a friend who lost a whole bunch of weight. So to me, that is the lead up. Like, that is the reason. If you can't spot the reason and you hadn't spoken about it, like, I would think that's a little strange. I'd question it a little bit.
But maybe that has happened with this guy. We just don't know it. Here's another text. Maybe he's got low self-esteem and thinks he isn't physically attracted to her anymore, noticing other men putting a smile upon her face.
You notice that in a relationship. If suddenly somebody has really low self-esteem and they don't feel attractive, I think you see those things.
But a guy's not going to admit that to his girlfriend, right?
No, but you can tell. People cover themselves. You can tell with actions.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not sitting down being like, maybe I don't feel good about myself. But you can tell. You can feel it. Amanda, what do you think?
You know, I think women do it too when they're cheating. They start changing their makeup, their eyebrows. They flaunt themselves. They peacock, as was mentioned.
Really?
Yeah. So I think if women are going to do it, then men can do it too. But if he's not changing his clothes or his cologne, then maybe it's just like you said, he wants to just go to the gym and start working out.
And she should be happy with the fact that he's getting ripped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's getting ripped for her.
Should she confront him about it, though? They've been dating for a year. Like, if she brings
totally.
This up, yeah?
If you can't have communication in a relationship, then what's the point of being together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She just has to do it calmly, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I feel and I've noticed and, you know.
Not like, I know you're cheating on me.
I've never been to therapy.
Exactly. I love it. Thank you, Amanda. Have a great day.
You too.
Also, maybe she's a little scared that he's going to get really hot and that other women are going to be after him. Did you ever think about that? Like that maybe she doesn't want him to change from the way that it was when they began dating?
Well, then that's a toxic relationship right there.
That's yeah. Like, what's so bad about bettering himself? Yeah. That's terrible.
Babe, I got potato chips here. Come on, stay.
Yeah, maybe she's going to try and like fatten him up so that she can keep him.
You're mine.
I don't know. So many texts at 92925. This one says, Sam sounds like Dr. Phil. So with, I don't know if that's go. His advice or with his accent.
No, I'll take it.
Yeah, you like it?
Call me Dr. Sam from now on. If you will.
No,
thank you.
No.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
The top baby names in Quebec over the last year are here. And I want to know if you can guess what number one is. Okay, you can shoot us a text this morning at 92925. Okay, when it comes to naming kids, you guys both want kids one day, right?
Yes.
Eventually,
Andy
yeah.
and Sam. Okay, so are you going to go with like a unique name, something classic or something trendy? Which do you prefer?
I've got a choice for both boy and a girl. And for a girl, it's kind of like a classic name.
What
and
is
for
it?
A boy, for a girl, it's Lindsay.
Lindsay.
I've always thought that's a beautiful name.
With
just rolls
e
off the tongue.
Or a Y. Or an E or an S-A. A.
S-A-Y at the end. The classic.
Lindsay. Dare to be different.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No, I think that's, I just love the way that the rolls off the tongue. And then for a boy, I thought I'd go a little bit off
Lindsay
the board
Lindsay with
here.
An E?
No. No, that would be one that, yeah. No, I decided to go with Denver.
Denver.
I think Denver right, would be a right. cool wow. name. If you're named Denver, you're going to be one of the cool kids in school
sounds
for sure.
Rugged.
Sounds
like
cowboyish.
I like it.
Also, it's the name of my favorite football team.
But
don't tell my wife.
There we go. No, trendy does not work for me because you know what happens with trends is they come and go and then your kid's stuck with the name that is
Apple.
No longer. Yeah, exactly.
I like a lot of the names, but the thing with trendy names is they're in a class with eight other kids with the same name. So then you're
true.
I think I've said
not
before
so
mentioned before that my mom thought Nicole was such a unique name. She had never heard it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm in school and there's like 12 Nicole B's and then more Nicole A's and, a lot of Nicole's.
She's a pioneer, what can I say? So yeah, I'd go with something classic.
Well,
if I'm with an Italian girl, for instance, which is the case right now, you have to find a name that rings Italian, but not too Italian, but can also translate into kind of like a Jewish name almost. And one that can also be easily said in French.
Okay, so give us an example
like
of that name.
I mean, like an Annabelle.
Annabelle. That's a pretty name.
Or like an Ava or, you know, something
I like those
names.
Yeah, Ava, yeah. Trendy, though. You don't like trends. That's a trendy
I know,
name.
But that's all I got for now. I'm open to suggestions.
You've got two names. That's all you've got. That's
for the boys, I got nothing.
My baby name has always been also only a girl name that I had picked out, and it's always been Jada. I've always
that's
loved
cute.
That name. Yeah, it's a little bit trendy, but not too trendy. Mm-hmm. You don't hear it a ton.
There's only one Jada that I know of.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's the one.
Exactly. I love her.
Jada Kiss.
Maybe it's because I wish I had married Will Smith.
That's okay. You can name your babies vicariously.
There's Jada Kiss. Famous rapper. Very famous
but that's
rapper.
That's one word.
Oh, that's true.
All right. These are the top baby names in Quebec over the past year. So for 2018, I'm going to give you the top five for each sex, each gender, okay?
Denver
so
better not be in there.
Number five for boys, Noah.
All right,
number five.
That's pretty popular.
Cute
yeah.
name. Cute name. I like it.
Yeah. Claudia Marquez's kid is named Noah.
Yeah, exactly. Number five for girls, Charlie. I love that for a girl.
I've got a friend whose daughter's name is Charlie.
Yeah.
He's named both his daughters. He's got two daughters, and they're both kind of got boyish names, Charlie and Spencer.
And a
really
lot of
cool
people,
names.
I have a friend who named her daughter Charlotte and calls her Charlie
yeah.
for short.
Yeah,
so
I
cute.
Like that. Yeah.
Number four for the boys, and Thomas.
Sticking around.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
that's
kind
a
of a classic.
Neutral name. Yeah. Thomas, English, French. Yeah.
Tom. Mm-hmm. Okay. In at number four, Leia. Still, that one has had some staying power. It's been around for a while. L-E-A. I know a few of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Liam in at number three for boys.
I like that name. That's a cool name.
That's a good.
Liam Hemsworth comes to mind.
Liam Gallagher.
That's who I was thinking of. Yeah. Oasis. Yeah.
Olivia in at number three for the girls.
That's
girls.
A cute name.
Yeah, popular. Very you know, cute. A lot of Livs and Livias right now.
Olive,
I think
Olive
I actually
short.
Like all of these names. I'm into the names right now. Number two for boys is Logan.
That's a cool name, too.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
I like
you know?
Logan.
What's up? I'm Logan.
Yeah.
Do you feel hotter when you say that?
Absolutely.
Number two for girls is Alice. Also very pretty and cute
classic.
And feminine. You just
yeah, very
little,
feminine.
Yeah, I like that. The top boys' baby name for 2018 in Quebec was William.
Oh, with Billy.
With a W?
Yeah, with a W.
I mean, Billy.
What do you think? It's going to be William with a K? Like,
well, I don't know. It's very classical, right? So yeah. It falls under the Prince William.
You were expecting
William.
Something cooler?
Yeah.
I think it's a nice name, William. I think it's a nice name.
It is. Billy, Willie. I mean, there's a lot of variations.
Big Willie so. Styles.
Big Willie.
Actually, the top girl's name really surprised me because this has been popular for years and years and years, and I can't believe it's still happening. Like, it's still a thing. It's a beautiful name as well.
Gertrude.
But, no, the word is Emma, actually.
Emma.
And ever since Rachel named her baby Emma on Friends, people have been naming their kid Emma, and I thought it would have, like, subsided a little bit by now, but it's
nice
still
name.
Happening. It's a great name.
Yeah.
Would you ever name your kid, though, after a TV show character?
Yeah, it depends on which one. Oh, I can think of a few. I can think of a few. Maybe not Friends because I'm not a diehard Friends fan. But.
No Phoebe for you.
I can think of something, I'm sure. So there you go. Top baby names in Quebec over the last year, William and Emma. Thanks for playing with us on our text line at 92925.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.